Hey guys, it's your host, Sherelle, aka Relly. I don't even know what episode this is, honestly. I just keep putting them out. But I think by the next one, I'll probably do like season three. So I think this is like the 22nd episode, which is usually the best episodes because it's my favorite number. Because I'm an Aquarius, you already know. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Serendipity podcast usually just speaks on like truthful things, right? If you don't like the podcast, don't fucking listen to it. But I'm just letting you guys know there are things that needs to be said. And I feel like depending on who the person is, if the delivery is proper, then it must be said, right? But I will say that not all women that we grew up watching, right? Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, right? These women spoke up, right? They spoke up for what is correct. Now, this episode is not about necessarily women. It's just about influence. So I just want to take a little 5-10 minutes just to reiterate on influence and how it affects people, how it affects your children, how it affects your the people that you are around. Now, evolution will always be in our lives, right? We start from when we're younger to a toddler to an adult to an elderly person. Influence at each stage in your life is very important. When you are a baby, you're just kind of looking around and watching everything around you. Your fear and everything that happens from those moments, you gain it from your parents. You gain it from whoever has a moment of like, oh, don't do that. That's where like fear comes from. If you don't believe me, these are documentaries. These are statistics. You can watch it on Netflix of how, first of all, parents are our first, you know, influencers anyway. So the documentary was just explaining on Netflix. I forgot the name, but point is just type in documentary. And I believe it's just about like babies, but this episode is about influence, okay? When you are a kid, you're looking around and you're trying to figure out what is what. You kind of don't know what's going on because you're being taught by everyone else. You're being taught by teachers. You're being taught by aunts, uncles, mommy and daddy, stuff like that. So I will say what I learned and how important influence is your cortisol levels. You know, so anyone who's seen Black Mirror would know exactly. This is like such a great example. So your cortisol level, it usually will rise like when you get like excited or scared or whatever the case might be. That is what will rise in your body. So there was an episode on Black Mirror where a little girl was walking past the fence. And because the dog was scaring her, her cortisol level heightened, right? I'm not going to tell you guys exactly what the episode was about, but you'll see that's what that means. I feel like that's important to know because when I was watching the documentary on children, it was saying that most people would believe that a cortisol level would probably be higher because the baby is in the mother's womb. The mother was attached to the baby for about 9 months. She fed, you know, the baby, everything. Her body went through a whole bunch of changes and everything. You would think that the cortisol level would be higher with the mom and not the father. However, that is not true. Statistics state, and this is just based off of reading and learning and watching, okay? So I have nothing in front of me. I'm just going off the rip of my mind and things that I've read about, things that I know. The people who influence you starting first, such as your parents, or even anyone that just gives you some sort of importance that makes you feel important, those are the people that have the ability to change your cortisol level. So it turns out that the cortisol level is not different from a mother and a father. They're both the same. So that means that the child is affected by both people, by both parents, right? They are affected by the thoughts, everything that the parent may care about, everything. They both feel the same. The baby gets just as excited for both parents. That's what I'm saying. Now, the next stage, obviously after a baby, is the toddler stage, right? So this is when things are getting kind of tricky because they're kind of knowing like what to do and they're kind of finding their way and they're in their little own world. They're finding their way. Again, cortisol level is very important. Both people, teachers and parents, aunts, uncles, they all have an effect on the child. I'm saying to you, influence is so important because it affects who you will be around. It affects the type of people that you are choosing to be in your life and in your children's lives as well too. Influence has a huge impact on the mindset because initially most people are depressed, right? Now, part of someone's depression usually means that they feel unworthy. They are probably thinking way too much into things or they feel not appreciated. It could be so many things that goes into depression, right? Now, to me, as you get older, your depression kind of sinks in when you don't feel accepted or maybe when you're confused about something, right? Which leads me to say that if a child does not have the best influence around them and constantly with like, you know, arguments around them or constantly just feeling like, you know, oh, what do I do? Their cortisol level of just the excitement to life is gonna be low. At least that's my opinion. This is just my opinion. So I would say that if you are a parent and you are trying to be an influence to your child, to make sure that your demeanor and your conversation is always in a safe space in front of your children, because your children watch you. Your children watch every move you make. Your children watch the way you talk to people. The children watched how you interact with your partner. The children watched the way you interact with your friends. The children watch the way you act inside the store or even the nail salon. So I'm just going to give you a random example, right? If a mother walks into the nail salon and she's extremely loud on the phone, every time she went to the nail salon, she brought her son or daughter, right? Now, 9 times out of 10, when that little girl gets older, because no one, you know, told the mom, hey, maybe you should kind of lower your voice a little bit. No one said anything to her. The little girl watched that growing up. She is now going to act the same way inside the nail salon. She's going to act like her voice doesn't matter. She's going to be loud on the phone, blah, blah, blah. I saw this myself inside a nail salon, okay? Not saying that I knew that they were kind of related, but there was a mother that just came in that was extremely loud. She was so rude to the technician, whatever the case might be. So it just goes based off of what children see. Influence is so important. Again, now influencers, right? And today's society is on Instagram, on TikTok, everything. So there's so much influence around your child that sometimes you won't even be able to tell what influence or where they got it from. 9 times out of 10, the first place they get it from is home. So my influence was always my mother, right? She is a great person. We went through our ups and downs, right? Another influence was my stepmother, Taisha. She always was a great influence with me as far as work ethic. My mother was a great influence to me based off of strength. My sister Shauna was a great, or is, these are all is because they're not, they're still alive. I don't know why I keep saying was, it's a bad habit. I'm trying to work on it. I need to get Grammarly. My sister Shauna has been always influenced to me based off of her work ethic and how much she always tries to strive to do better no matter what she's going through. My younger sister, Telly, has always been an influence to me based off how she carries herself with her children and always teaching them and stuff like that, right? So for me, my best friend, she's an influence to me because she's always, her demeanor, like she's always like at peace. Like you could tell that nobody can shake her in that moment. It's always very peaceful. Right? Now, I'm not saying that people don't go through their things. I know each person that is listening to this podcast goes through their own shit, right? You're tired of the bullshit. You're tired of your job. You're tired of this. You're tired of that. Boom, boom, boom. But 9 times out of 10, whatever frustration you have in life, or whether you hated an ex, or whatever it is going to come out. And in your behavior, when it comes out, it looks very ugly. Now, am I any any perfect at all at anything. No, I'm not whatsoever. I definitely do need help in certain areas of my life. You know, I definitely need help with my emotional state. And the only person that I feel safe enough to do that with is my husband, obviously, and my mom, right? And my sisters, and anytime when I feel, you know, good enough to share things. But I will say that influence, even if no one knew that I was going through something or whatever, the influence and the impact that people have on me is huge. So therefore, if you are choosing, whether as a parent, aunt, uncle, or whatever the kids case may be, make sure you are choosing to be a great influence on your kids. Now, needless to say, you are going to make plenty of mistakes, right? You're going to make a mistake as a student. You make a mistake. You're going to make a mistake as a nephew, as a niece. You're going to make a mistake, you know, growing up in this world, period. But the point is, as long as you have a good influence around you to kind of correct those matters, you will always be okay. Now, keep in mind that I say parents are big influencers, especially parents, is because that's where we all start. We start off at home. The reason why you are such a huge influence to your child is because your child is a mirror image of you. So if you think that you don't have your attitude in check, if you think that the things that you are saying in front of your children are correct and the way you handle people, you are sadly mistaken. Influence is everything. It has nothing to do with each of us in life trying to be perfect or trying to one-up somebody. It has nothing to do with that. Your influence will affect your child. It will affect the people around you. So needless to say, for me, I'm an influence, right? For my students, even though I am in my own world, I have my own fucked up shit going on and stuff like that. I'm still forever grateful, because being an influencer to someone doesn't mean that you have to have like a million followers. It doesn't mean that you have to be like super famous. It doesn't mean any of those things. Being an influencer, it just means that you are able to, be honest in the moments where people do not want your truth, but they learn how to take it gracefully because of the way you delivered it. Now, for me, I know I'm an influencer. Do I know that I go through my own shit? Yeah, of course, but I know I'm an influencer because I push people to believe that whatever it is that's in your mind or whatever it is that people are saying about you is not true. You have a higher calling. So if you find your purpose and you know that you're an influencer, no matter what it is, you can always teach people how to do something. I don't even give a fuck if it's good at coloring. You are an influencer in some way. So I will advise you that if you are a parent or if you are just a person who's around a lot of people and they're always looking up to you, keep in mind to do stuff by action. So there's a lot of things that people may not like what I do or what I say, but my action tells it all. There's no way I can ever not be out of work, because I will not tolerate it. There's no way that I will ever not have money, unless it's just a day where I'm just broke for a few days and, you know, wait until the next check. That's fine. But we all know in the back of my head, Sherelle is a savage, right? I'm such a savage at plenty of things. And I'm a savage on being a virtuous woman. For anyone who doesn't know what virtue is always choosing the right thing no matter what. Like, your moral compass should know that it's the right thing to do. So I'm letting you know that if you are choosing to be an influencer, you have to be a virtuous person. You're always choosing to do the right things above all, even though you know that it may hurt someone's feelings that you say things like, oh, I don't like this. I think you should get a different hairstyle. Or I think that you should get a different set of scrubs. Or I think you can work on such and such, blah, blah, blah. You need people like that. You need people like that, because those people are still influencers in your life. Influencer does not mean that they say yes to every little thing. It means that you have to be okay with knowing, like, hey, you know what? Thanks for telling me that. I appreciate that, right? You wouldn't want to have a conversation across from someone with their breath smelling like shit, right? And if that's your close friend, you might as well say, hey, you know what? You want a gum? You know? I mean, if they don't accept it, I don't know what to tell you then. But I'm just saying that I just felt like influencing people and our children and the next generation is so important, because, you know, it alleviates them from an ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be around people who just don't really give a fuck at all about you. You want to give a fuck. You want to have people that do give a fuck about you enough to tell you the truth. You want to have people that give a fuck about you enough to tell you the truth. I'm going to say that one more time. You need to be around people that give a fuck enough to tell you the truth. So if you are an influencer, make sure you are influencing people in the way of, even if you made a mistake, that's okay. You're going to keep going. Even if somebody said something that you didn't like, you know how to readjust yourself. You know how to talk. You know how to deliver, whatever the case might be. But honesty always gets people in the dark. But if you are one of those people who is choosing to be an honest influencer or an honest person, then you are not alone. Don't change for anyone. So again, if you are an influencer, make sure you're influencing the proper techniques about life and the skill. If you're yelling, I don't give a fuck, blah, 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 and you going off, when people see that, they're going to know, okay? When, you know, your kids see that, they're going to know, like, oh, maybe that's how I should act too. It's not true. That's not true at all. It's just, I'll leave you with this. If you were standing across the street and you looked across the street and you saw two people arguing, right? You didn't hear the conversation. You just saw them arguing. That means hand gestures and yelling and stuff like that. It looks like two fools because they're both yelling at each other, right? But if you walk across the street and, or not even if you, even if you didn't choose to walk across the street and these two people were having an argument and they were going back and forth, you would never know because they are speaking, you know, on the things that they don't like about each other, but they're not being like riled up about it, right? Everybody is fucking sensitive because people are being told the truth. If you're not good at something, you're not good at it. Let's just put it out there. If you, you know, if your breath smells, hey, somebody's going to tell you. If, you know, those socks don't look right, hey, somebody's going to tell you. If you're not doing something right, you're not doing the dishes right, somebody's going to tell you. This is stuff that's okay. But the influencers and social media teaches us like, oh, if you're an influencer and you're doing this right, that means you're influencing the entire world and you're changing the world. Fuck that. No, Sherelle says on Serendipity Podcast that you got to be an influencer. That means that you got to tell your struggles. You got to say where you fucked up at. You got to say where you made a mistake. You got to say, you know, some days I didn't have a correct outfit on, but, you know, some of my homeboy told me that this didn't look right. And, you know, and then I fixed it. There's going to be all sorts of things that people are going to endure in life. But I promise you, if you are an influencer and you stand to your truth, I promise you God got your back. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.